time for our weekly Conversation on the Arts with Mary Williams.
Vermont writer Jeremy Holt hails from Middlebury, and he's written a graphic novel in 4 issues called Southern Dog. The story is set in the South and explores teen angst and racism, among other issues. Jeremy Holt joins us now from the studio at Middlebury College.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In Southern Dog, we've got the teen angst, we've got the wolf bite, and the Ku Klux Klan. What brought you to those story elements?
This story actually stemmed from a dream I had of a werewolf fighting off a bunch of Klansmen. And that imagery was pretty intense, but I didn't know what to do with it, so I sat on the idea for a while. And it wasn't until I started doing some research into the Klan, more specifically around Obama's inauguration, that kind of stemmed the idea for the story.
Do you feel like it's easier or more difficult to take on those subjects of racism and race relations and even love in this particular kind of genre?
I think it's tough because it's a hard sell. It's a hard sell for the reader. It's a hard sell for a publisher to talk about, you know, racism, which is something that I think we all want to believe is kind of going away. But from my research, from my own personal experience as an Asian American, it's very much alive. And I've experienced it in just about every city I've lived in. So, you know, I wanted to explore those ideas, but kind of tell it through the protagonist who is going through adolescence, which is tough, and dealing with, you know, his own identity. And my main goal was to just try to make it ring true.
Are you coming to the illustrator with a completed story, or how does that process work?
When I'm looking for an artist, I'll have a one-page synopsis, beginning, middle, and end of the story. And if the artist is interested, depending on how far I am in the process, sometimes I do submit full scripts, which are each issue is about 22 pages. And in this case, I had scripted the entire 4-issue series before I had met Alex, so it was all ready to go.
I also understand that you often write in the local coffee shop. Do potential distractions fuel creativity for you, or do they hinder it?
Well, the coffee shop that I was going to quite religiously was Cursive Coffee in Middlebury that recently closed, unfortunately. But they didn't have Wi-Fi, which is great for me because I get so distracted by the internet. And to go to a place for about 8 hours and, you know, not get distracted and just write is really great. And honestly, people around me, it doesn't really bother me, actually. It makes me feel productive.
And I read this, too, on your Tumblr that you said, I haven't loved writing a story more than this one, and that you're going to miss hanging out with these characters. What's that like as a writer to have characters that you've created become like fully embodied, their own beings?
Honestly, the characters need to be interesting to me. If I'm not interested in hanging out with them, I don't think anyone's going to be interested to read about them. So when I'm developing a story, developing the characters, figuring out the story arcs and, you know, the emotional beats in the story, at a certain point, if I've done my homework, the characters start to speak for themselves. And you know, it gets fun to see where they go. And, you know, obviously I have ideas of, you know, major plot twists, but sometimes some of my stories kind of evolve organically, which is a lot of fun to see.
And before we spoke, you had sent me some stills of some of the inside pages of Southern Dog. And just looking at it reminded me of the Marvel series Werewolf by Night. I'm curious, do you ever find inspiration from classic comics?
Some of the best inspirations I get are from just going out, interacting with people, watching a TV show. It doesn't happen as much in Middlebury now, but when I used to live in New York City, just going out and seeing where the night would take me was a lot of fun, and it was really great brain candy as a writer. So I've kind of had to figure out a new alternative since Middlebury, you know, everything closes at about 8 p.m.
The city that does sleep.
Absolutely.
What other writings do you do?
I do like historical fiction. I've written a couple of historical fiction series, one involving the fictional son of Harry Houdini. Another is about the plague. The most recent one I'm working on with the same artist, Alex Diotto, is a music time travel story.
Vermont recently held its first comic book convention, commonly referred to as Comic-Con. What does it mean for you and other writers of the genre?
Honestly, Vermont Comic-Con this past year was a lot of fun. It had a really great turnout considering it was the first year the state had hosted anything like that. The thing about Vermont is that people really do support local, and that really extends to just about anything. And I saw that with comics. Like, people would come by my table. I'd you know, give a short pitch on some of my books. And I sold more books in 2 days at that show than I did at the last three major city cons that I went to.
Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks. This was a lot of fun.
That's Vermont comic book author Jeremy Holt. He'll be signing copies of Southern Dog later this month at Vermont Bookshop in Middlebury. Find out more at vpr.net.